Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, are looks important? So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing, are looks important? And the way we need to look at this is in a broader sense. So ultimately, looks are important, but they are not the most important thing. So it is my belief that the main form of attraction is formed by sexual polarity. And I've discussed this in other podcasts, so please make sure you subscribe so you can check the other ones out that I've mentioned sexual polarity in, so you can fully understand my concept. But just to briefly go over that right now, that is the belief that masculine energy and feminine energy attract each other when they are at polarizing opposite sides of a scale. So somebody who is very masculine will attract somebody who is very feminine, and somebody who is a little bit masculine will attract somebody who is a little bit feminine. Now that is going over things very briefly indeed. It is something which I wrote about in depth in one of my books that you can find on my website, dateme.tips. But that is just like a quick overhaul of the idea. You know, I'm just kind of going over it very quickly so I can emphasize to you, in my opinion, sexual polarity is what creates the most attraction. But sexual polarity works upon the infinite amount of traits, energies, and behaviors that we all showcase. And one of these aspects is physical looks. So physical looks are an important cog in the machine, but they are not the only driving force of attraction. So now I've explained that, we can go into physical looks a little bit more. So in regards to sexual polarity, masculine and feminine energy does not necessarily connect to the sexes of male and female, although most men are in their masculine and most women are in their feminine. So we are going to generalize to a degree here, but you just need to realize that it doesn't necessarily represent the actual sex. But in regards to men and masculinity, they are looks-based creatures more than women and those who have a high feminine energy. So a man, in most instances, is going to deem physical attraction, physical looks, more important than most women, because feminine energy is a lot of things, of course, but just to mention one trait is beautifying and beautifying yourself. So masculine energy, somebody with a masculine core, who in most instances is going to be a man, is going to have high interest in somebody with high femininity. And one such trait which really showcases high femininity is beautifying yourself and physical looks, physical attraction. So if we're going to generalize and just say that men are masculine and women are feminine, then we can say that physical looks are more important for men in regards to how a lady looks. So it is important for both sexes, for everybody to try to look their best, of course. But it is probably going to be more important for a woman to do this, because for most people in their feminine, i.e. most women, they are going to be wanting to attract somebody in their masculine, i.e. most men. And one of the ways you can do that is by your physical looks, because masculine energy is attracted to feminine traits. And one of the biggest feminine traits is beautifying yourself. So it is important for everybody to try to look their best. This doesn't mean that, you know, other people aren't going to be paying attention to that. Of course they are. But it is more important for women to be taking care of themselves physically and how they look if they want to attract a masculine man. So interestingly, we can look at this the other way. And because beautifying yourself is a feminine trait when it's in high quantity, when somebody's doing it a lot, we can also say that if a man beautifies themselves a lot, they're showcasing a feminine trait. And that will actually turn most women off. So most women who are in their feminine will not find it attractive if a man spends more time getting ready and beautifying themselves than they do. Because as a feminine woman, they are not attracted to somebody who beautifies themselves to that degree. So if you are a man who is wanting to attract a feminine woman, it is not suggested that you go over the top in beautifying yourself, to use that expression. Of course you want to look your best, but most feminine women will not find it appealing if a man takes longer to get ready than they do. You know, that's just a rule of thumb. And of course, you know, as I always say, I am generalizing. There are always exceptions to the rule. But in most instances, if you're a man and you're trying to attract a feminine lady, then you need to consider that you want to be looking your best, but just don't go overboard on it. Don't take hours and hours and hours. Don't be somebody who is all based on your looks, because that is probably going to be something that actually turns the people off. You know, the actual people you want to turn on, you will probably be turning off by taking too much time on your looks. So is there anything else that I think is important in the realms of physical looks? And I would say yes, personal hygiene. So for me, this is actually more important than how we look. So sexual polarity is what attracts people. That is what I believe. And everything you do, the way you behave, the way you act, everything like that is all on the masculine or feminine side of the scale. And however this averages out is where you kind of are based and what type of person you are likely to attract. Now, when it comes to personal hygiene, this is something that is important for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. It doesn't matter where you are on the sexual polarity scale. Personal hygiene is crucial. So, in my opinion, somebody who isn't the most physically attractive can still attract somebody if they have a good sexual polarity connection and great personal hygiene. So I believe that personal hygiene is more important than physical looks and is something that everybody needs to pay attention to. So as I've said, sexual polarity is what connects people on a deeper level. It's what I believe attracts people the most. But when you're looking at physical looks, that is one aspect of it. And yes, it is important. For people who say looks don't matter, I don't agree with that. I think looks do matter. And if you look your best, you stand a greater chance of attracting someone. In particular, if you are a woman and you're trying to attract a masculine man, then it's going to be even more important to consider how you look, because masculine men, somebody with high masculinity, is going to be attracted to somebody with a lot of femininity. And one such way of showcasing that is physical looks. But wherever you are on the scale, whoever you want to try and attract, please remember to keep your personal hygiene as great as it possibly can, because ultimately, if you don't have good personal hygiene, you're not going to attract somebody, because they're just not going to want to get close to you. And when you want to be attracting someone, getting close to them, getting in a relationship, getting intimate with somebody, Personal hygiene can stop somebody in their tracks if they realise that you're not really bothered about that. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. And as I said earlier on, I do have books that I've written on my website, and one is specifically designed to try to help men attract women. And it does go in depth on my sexual polarity concept.